NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Northeast is getting another blast of frigid air as a system moves in from Canada. NPR's Carol Van Dam reports there are below zero temperatures in some of the coldest places.
With wind chill, the National Weather Service says temperatures could feel like it's 50 below zero in some places, especially in New England. Will Booz, a Massachusetts resident visiting New York, says he can handle it.
It's the weather. There's nothing to think about it. It just happens. We got to deal with it.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovic says it's going to remain dangerously cold today.
Well, we do have a pretty cold air mass across the northeastern U.S., and we should have a pretty cold day as cold high pressure dominates a good part of the Northeast.
At least two deaths are being blamed on the Arctic blast from Canada. Shelters have been preparing for a big jump in the number of people trying to get out of the cold. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is preparing his State of the Union address for tomorrow night with a focus on jobs and the economy. And we find out more about the economy this week with new home sales and price figures, a consumer confidence report from the Conference Board, and quarterly growth figures. The latest survey from the National Association for Business Economics finds the experts are cautiously optimistic about the nation's recovery. Here's NPR's Jack Spear with an overview of that report.
The survey by the NABE, taken at the end of last year and during the first part of this year, paints a much more upbeat assessment in terms of the economy. One in five respondents are forecasting economic growth of between 3% and 4% this year. Along with that more robust growth, they expect a pickup in hiring. 34% of firms report larger workforces compared to just 13% a year ago. And lastly, while many respondents said they expect favorable results for their own businesses as a result of the Obama administration's tax cut package, just as many, if not more, said the package won't have an effect on their spending or investment plans. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
Political leaders in Ireland meet today to discuss how to handle a growing political crisis there. NPR's Philip Reeves says the government and the prime minister are unlikely to remain in power for much longer.
He's lost eight ministers in a week. He's resigned from his party. His government no longer has a majority. Yet Brian Cowen somehow still remains in office. In normal circumstances, the Irish prime minister would have gone by now. But some crucial financial legislation's in the pipeline, which the government and its opponents want to pass through Parliament. It's linked to Ireland's massive recent bailout from the EU and IMF. The country's main parties are today discussing how to speed up the process and bring forward the election date, which was slated for the 11th of March. In a troubled nation that's seen a banking crisis, a record-breaking deficit, and an international rescue. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Demonstrators in Belgium are demanding politicians there overcome a logjam and form a new government. From Washington, this is NPR News. Talks start today in Lebanon to choose a new prime minister. Lebanon's been in political crisis for nearly 2 weeks after the militant group Hezbollah brought down a Western-backed unity government headed by the son of an assassinated former prime minister, Rafik Hariri. Rescuers at the scene of a bombing in Karbala, Iraq today. Two bombings in the city leave at least 14 people dead, many more injured. The bombs target Shiite pilgrims at a major religious ritual. Super Bowl 45 will be a matchup between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. The teams have clinched their respective divisional titles. They'll meet in the Dallas suburb of Arlington, Texas on February 6th. NPR's Mike Pesca predicts this year's matchup will be full of spirit.
Both of these are teams that aren't just teams and don't have just fan bases. You refer to their fans as nations, right? There's Steeler Nation, and then there's Packer Nation, and of course the Cheeseheads. I mean, these are not huge cities, especially Green Bay, only 102,000 people, but they're such popular teams, and that speaks to their history. The Steelers were great in the 70s, and they've been great as of late. You know, this Super Bowl will have been their third Super Bowl appearance in 6 years.
That's NPR's Mike Pesca. The Steelers are heading into their eighth Super Bowl, the fifth Super Bowl for the Packers. Fitness promoter Jack LaLanne is dead at his home in California after suffering pneumonia and complications from it. He was 96 years old and ahead of the curve in the modern fitness movement. LaLanne had a TV show starting in the 1950s and a string of fitness centers across the country. He got started himself in his teens after saying he had become a sugar addict. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.
Support for NPR.